Yesterday, we were talking about the unexplainable. There are things that you cannot logically explain. That's why they are called miracles or supernatural. These things happen also when we sow seeds that God had entrusted us. We talk about the parable of the 10 minas, Luke 19:11-24, I think. So I'd like to continue on our conversation regarding this. There are times that you can sow and expect harvest right away. When your heart is tested, the harvest may take place before the sowing. It says in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when the reaper will be overtaken by the plowman, and the planter by the one treading grapes. New wine will drip from the mountains and flow from all the hills." Then there are times also that you harvest in places that you have not planted. Listen to this, Joshua 24, verses 11-13. "Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites." Remember the seven mountains we were talking about before. "But I gave them into your hands. I sent the hornet ahead of you, which drove them out before you. Also the two Amorite kings. You did not do it with your own sword and bow." And verse 13, "So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build. And you live in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant." That's another unexplainable thing. And I think what the Lord is asking us is our heart. Are we ready for it? Are we ready to sow so we can harvest? Or are we ready to harvest right after we sow? Or are we going to harvest even in the fields that we have not planted? More to come tomorrow. God bless you.